23 minutes, it is to 8 o'clock.
Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Mozov Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Indeed, time for us to turn our attention to the environment. And we say a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Top of the morning to you, Mark. Yeah, I want to talk about Earth observation today because I went to a fascinating talk the other night from an Earth observation expert. I learned so much and then sort of dug around myself to find out more. It's very important, you know. We've got these, I don't know, hundreds of satellites looking at us all the time, so we better find out more about it. Yeah. And, well, since the beginning of the space age, and long before that, of course, we've been straining to look out and explore the universe, even taking a few baby steps in that space age to escape the confines of Earth, hop onto the moon, send robots further and further into the distant reaches of the solar system. And what technology and engineering triumphs to boast about. It's exciting. Exciting stuff. Difficult, though, to find a cure for the common cold and a decent cup of coffee, but never mind. It seems almost ironic to reflect that the more we look out into space, the more we look back at our own backyard, the planet Earth. Since the earliest days of the space age, high-resolution images of the Earth's surface were being made, most of it admittedly for military purposes, as the protagonists of the Cold War squared up and kept tabs on the other side's activities. And the military stuff, of course, goes on, and we're not permitted to know much about that. But the spin-off has been huge, and today the vast discipline of Earth observation is thriving. There's a bit of confusion, as Earth observation also means any observation about the Earth, which can be from the ground as well. So the meteorologists have been doing that for a long time. Today the term satellite remote sensing is beginning to take on, meaning space-based Earth observation. And what a lot of satellites there are, covering every conceivable category of monitoring. The first dedicated Earth observation effort was the Landsat series of satellites, and they've been on the go for 46 years. And in that time, a growing sense of just how fragile the natural resources of Earth has led to a strong conviction that we had better get used to the idea of becoming a multi-planetary society, because we might just face no future in a messed-up habitat. The late great science guru Stephen Hawking was very definite about humankind, or at least a few of us, getting off the planet and migrating into the further reaches of the solar system. Who knows, even beyond into the vastness of intergalactic space and other star systems, eventually. Star Wars stuff, but not beyond the bounds of imagination. Nowadays, Earth observation is an integral part of environmental planning and a regularly used tool for policymakers. It's a positive help to improve social and economic well-being and avoid, if that's possible, negative impacts our modern civilization, I put civilization in inverted commas there, our modern civilization is having on the planet. And EO is essential in providing information for us in southern Africa, for instance, surface water, vegetation, crops, dust, a huge spread of vital parameters on the state of our environment and the effect that our activities are having on it. Take fire, felt fires and their effect, the plumes of debris and smoke, threats to habitat and crops with huge economic implications. And we have a sprue of our own Earth observation experts in various roles at the National Space Agency, SANSA, where Earth observation programs have been running for over 30 years, and at our universities. Here at UCT, geomorphologist Dr. Frank Eckhart and his group are researching fires and dust production and soil chemistry, to name just a few areas. And these are not fixed images, but they're extended time series, so we can look at seasonal cycles, long-term changes and trends, and how we are not just witnesses, but we are part of those changes. We're often drivers of what is happening in the environment, and that's becoming increasingly coming home to us increasingly, I think. There are now hundreds of remote sensors in orbit, specialized, generalized, some dedicated to user groups who may be, for instance, researching deforestation or cloud cover or climate change or ice sheets melting or breaking or tropical rainfall. Many of these clever machines are in low Earth orbit, zooming over the surface every 90 minutes or so, building up strip images of a vast range of data. There are others far out in geosynchronous orbits, staring at the same patch of the planet 24/7, as most of the weather satellites are doing that. And the good news is that anyone can access the images. This is the exciting thing about it. So there are a few sites that I can recommend, and one of the best is NASA's Earth Observatory site. You can find that on www.earthobservatory.nasa.gov. But there are many other sites. So take a bit of time. And if you're into surfing and you don't want to play all these games and do something for the brain, I can thoroughly recommend Earth Observation. You'll learn so much, and it's really, really entertaining and informative.
Fascinating story on Sky News last night, actually. The Airbus company is developing a system, old-fashioned harpoons, where they get dormant satellites.
Oh, yes, yes, clearing up space junk.
Clearing up space junk. Crazy.
Yes, that's something that's got to be done. Now, a lot of these satellites are contributing to the space junk, but at least they're doing useful work. But when they die, then somehow or other we've got to get them back.
Absolutely. And that talk this morning about Earth Observation. If you'd like to hear it again, then go to our website, www.fmr.co.za, and click on podcasts. This particular podcast will be up within a couple of hours, and you can look for Being Green.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.